It's a very long time since I packed a dinner jacket and a shirt. And that's what I'm doing. I'm putting a dinner jacket and a shirt in a black tie. I'm going to a black tie event. And I'm putting my trousers and my jacket and my shirt into a small suitcase, which I'm going to carry on to the airplane. And I'm going to fly to London, England. Not London, Ontario, London, England. For the briefest of brief stops to go to an event, which I'll do perhaps a bit of audio about. But the key thing I'm doing now is I'm folding these jackets and I'm saying to myself, where is that dicky bow and where are the... here's a dicky bow. And the big issue is really, do I wear a black dicky bow or do I wear this kind of reddish one with kind of a little bit more ornate? Men have great difficulty distinguishing themselves at sort of black tie events because every man is wearing the same thing. It's ever so easy for women to differentiate themselves, and it's very tough on men. So actually I'm going to pack both. I'm going to have, you know, I'm not going to rush the decision. I'm going to keep that kind of, oh, come on, Paul, make up your mind. Which one are you wearing? Until the last second. And I'm going to... Now, some of you would have been very organized and you'd have found your cufflinks. And the other thing is you have to, when you're a man, you have to decide which pair of cufflinks are you going to wear. And the tricky thing, as you know, men, is to discover... Where did you put the matching cufflink? You know, at the moment I'm standing here looking at three different cufflinks. I don't wear cufflinks that often. And when I wear cufflinks, I can be a bit forgetful and just sort of put the cufflink down anywhere that it suits me to put it down. But at the moment I seem to have... and then I'm saying to myself is... Can I make a virtue of having unmatching... here's one. I had one of those earlier. This is a bit like doing a jigsaw puzzle and saying, I got the matching piece. Excellent. I've got a pair of cufflinks that match. I don't give a damn. They'll do. I will put those somewhere. I won't lose them in the pocket of the jacket. So I thought that was where I put it last time, but that's it. So I've got myself... cufflinks. I've remembered where I put my cufflinks last time, and I'm in a bit of a dither, you know. I'll tell you where I'm going, although I can't tell you much about it now. But I've just found the other pair of cufflinks. They're a bit too trendy, but there's a nice one. No, actually what I found were two unmatching cufflinks. So I put the two unmatching cufflinks with the previously unmatching cufflinks and I get, oh dear, I thought I was going to say no, I now have got four unmatching cufflinks. I've got four cufflinks which don't match at all and I've got one pair that do. Right, well it's pretty obvious. I park the unmatching ones because even though I might think it's trendy to wear unmatching cufflinks, my wife wouldn't. Well, it's now 8:20 and there's calm. And there's calm because I beavered away for the last hour in order to be out of the house and take my daughter to school. And then at the last minute there was a change of plan and my wife is taking her to school. So I have a few unexpected moments to be calm. And to be quiet in the middle of a mini storm. London, it's -5. Oh no, London, it's -1 and Cork, it's +5. So that was a feature of the situation. Running around, going in two cars, trying to decide who's taking the dog, who's taking the child, you know, who's getting their hair done, What time are we rendezvousing in order to have time to take the dog to the kennels? This is the stuff of normal life. And you're listening to this, you'll be saying, well, my life is maybe just the same, really. Last minutes, leaving things to the last minute, I do that. Especially when it's personal administration, like, you know, where's my shirt, where's my tie, where's my shoes or whatever. The last thing I'm going to do before leaving the house is go outside and pick up dog poo. Because that was a kind of forgotten thing. We have an area where the dog poos, and it's not really totally clear whose job it is, although I suppose my wife would say it's my job to clear up the dog poo. But anyway, I've decided that I'm coming back into the house. The car is completely packed. Wife and child gone to school. I'm going to work. If I go to work now, I'll be early. And anyway, I need all the minutes I have. So I'm going to pick up dog poo in the remaining minutes before I leave the house. I'll be back to you after I pick the dog poo up. I won't take the audio boo with me as I pick it up, because, you know, I could get a reputation for that kind of thing. Well, actually, I couldn't resist this. The sound you're hearing is the child's lunch bag, one of these plastic sandwich bags, and that's what I'm going to use. I've just put it over my hand, and I just thought, I just couldn't resist. I'm sorry, this is, turn off the audio boo if you have objections. I'm outside now. It is a good job I came outside. I found a side gate to the house open. I'm going to pick up the stuff. It's kind of gravel. Well, it's not kind of gravel. It is gravel. Big granite chippings here. And I won't tell you how much work is involved in just making sure there are no bits left lying around. You might be horrified. Then you see the great thing about whoever invented this method of put a plastic bag around your hand.
That's it. You turn it inside out. It's a very clean way of. There, I've dropped it into the
bin where it can sit happily. We now closed up things here,
and now we'll go back and carry on with life. It's time now to drive to work, and maybe get a haircut, but that's another issue. It won't be a cut, really. It would be a trim, I think. There we are. We're done with that. Okay, house.
Now, house. I don't want you to be up to any mischief while I'm away, right? No bonfires or. No parties or anything. Just be, right? I want you to rest in the realm of being, house. I don't want you to do anything while I'm away. I want you to just very calmly meditate on the experience of being a house. Right? You don't have to get up. You don't have to walk around. You're full of sound, so you can meditate on the sound. You can see things, you can meditate on what you see. And above all, house, just breathe, right? That's all you have to do. So long as you're breathing when I get back, there won't be much wrong with you, right? Okay, house? Okay, you don't have to, I don't have to close all your doors. I don't have to worry about you. You're well protected, you're safe. And there's the light off now for you, house. And there you are. That's the core of the house, the heart of the house closed, the kitchen, of course, now. Now we say goodbye to the Christmas tree, right? Christmas tree, you don't have to burn your light while I'm away. You can rest. Keep your fire and your brilliance and your brilliance. Keep your brilliance for
for my daughter and her grandmother, who will be back with you later. That's it. Goodbye, Christmas tree. And then we come finally to the office. Now, office, you can rest in your untidiness. You don't have to tidy yourself while I'm away, right? You don't have to do anything. You can even keep my camera here. I don't need you with me. I've got an iPhone and that'll take enough cameras. And I'm only going for a very short visit. And bottles of wine, you don't have to drink yourselves now. You can just stay there while I'm away. And you can just be, rest in awareness of what it's like to be inside a bottle. Or if you are the bottle, rest in awareness of what it's like to be in this office. And, you know, whiteboard here with the names of, my goodness, Donald Cahalan, Jonathan Ahm, and the Dan Plan. Now, there's a timeline of my life. Canto 33 and Canto 32 with ticks. Whiteboard, you can remain unwiped until I come back. Okay, arrivederci, Roma. See you later, guys. All you papers in there, just talk among yourselves. And all you books, you know, all you books here. All your books. Let me just say goodbye to the books, right? I say goodbye to the happiness hypothesis by Jonathan Haidt. Malcolm Gladwell, What the Dog Saw. Outliers. My God, aren't you lucky? Mind Maps for Business. 21 Speeches That Shaped the World. Colum Rattle, Family Finance, 2009. Shakespeare for Management. Shakespeare for Management. And here's one, just a little shout out for you, and I'm going to put you in charge, right? Okay. 33 Business Coaching Conversations. Better Ways to Succeed in Your Business and Career by Mike Collins. That's Persuasive Mike. Yeah. Nice little book to dip into at times. So there we are. I'm putting you in charge, Mike Collins' book, of all the other books, in fact. The thousand other books in this place can just wait. I'll see you later, guys. Right. Now, the very last thing is done already. And now we're going to close the door. Lock this house. There we are. There's a house locked. No. Electrify the house. Anyone who touches it while we're away, who isn't authorized, frazzles. Is dies and goes to meet Thomas Covenant, the unbeliever. Yes, and here we are. And we get into the car now. And we say goodbye to the Zen Garden. Yeah, goodbye, Zen Garden. Be. Rest with your stone in the centre. You do have a lot of leaves on you. They'll keep you company too. And in the car, and I had completely forgotten about him, is the dog. Hello, Rocky. Do you want to say something? Get your little tail. Go on. Give your little tail a rub. Or a thump. You be a thumper, will you? Aren't you interested in making a noise? You'd get your voice on audio boo. Okay, we'll start the engine, okay? And we'll go, yeah. Ah, you don't want to. He's worse than my daughter. He doesn't want to make a boo. Okay, guys, thanks a million. If you've listened this far, you're Herculean, but yeah, I'm doing the short form podcast in the long form. Warts and all. Bye-bye, till later. I still haven't told you where I'm going, but I can tell you it's London, England. And there's a slight chance that Mark Rock will squeeze me into CEO and Chief Everything Officer, I'm going to call him, but he probably wouldn't call himself that, of Audioboo, that he might squeeze me in, but my God, that probably won't happen. He's probably too busy. But there we are. See you later. Leaving home. I'm leaving home. Oh, da, 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 da. It's a Beatles song, isn't there? We're leaving home. I can't remember. Oh, Sayre. Sayre, come in. Save me. Give me a bit of your Beatle track there. You have them all. Okay. All the best, guys.